the
no,
camp.
I don't know.
No, you know,
it doesn't make any sense okay. to me, but it is what it is. So.
Another question here, Coach. Just wondering about the Laurentian game. Will you treat the Laurentian games a lot like, I think what they're
yes.
saying, like an intra-squad game, but
no.
not, okay, real game?
I'll treat it like real games.
Okay.
Yeah. We have to get in good habits, and right from the week-long preparation to the pre-game meetings to the post-game meetings, how we choose our lineup, everything. We'll present it to our team like it's not just going to be a weekend where we're just going to play everybody. I mean, you're going to have to earn your spot on that ice time. We're going to prepare because the following weekend we go into a real tough environment and get into league games. So this is a great opportunity for us. That's why we schedule like we did, to get in two good games. And they'll push us. They're a good team. Craig Duncanson's the former pro player, done a really good job up there. So these are the perfect type of games leading into the Ferris weekend.
As you look at this schedule, Coach, I mean, you know, I'm liking this whole – Just the layout of the schedule overall. I mean, you know, you have the Fairbanks weekend during Thanksgiving weekend. Again, it seems like we are never home, which is not a bad thing for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And that's a good week to have off, obviously, to get the kids up there.
Well, it is, because we don't miss any school. So
right.
if you have to go to Alaska, that's the time to go. And, you know, I made a push that we go up there. Any time we had to go up there or on the schedule go up there, that we go that weekend. And unfortunately, that's not going to happen in the future. But it's a good weekend for us to go up there. We play at Michigan State. We just stay downstate and fly right up to Alaska and get on there and get up there and get after it. And it should be that's a good time to go. So there's not much going on here, like I said, with school and whatnot. So we trek up there and have at her.
You mentioned it, but I don't know if everybody has checked the schedules. That Michigan State series is Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
For those who were maybe planning on going down to that, I know some people were talking about it. That has been changed. So, and also the just a reminder that the Arizona tournament is Friday Sunday series in Phoenix or thereabouts, and I'm excited about that trip, not just because of the weather thing, but just anytime you get a chance to see new places. I've never been to the area, and I know there's a lot of locals that have moved out there that are really anticipating the Huskies coming down.
Well, there really are. I mean, I had someone from down there say, hey, we need 50 tickets. Can we get 50 tickets? Where are we going to get them from? And you can call our ticket office at Michigan Tech and speak with anybody up there about that series. So we do have some tickets set aside there. But you wouldn't believe the emails and calls and whatnot I've received. I mean, so many people are excited about that. They're going to try and put on a couple different alumni events out in the Phoenix area. The games are Friday. We play at 5 o'clock, I believe it is, and then Sunday. It's noon and 3. So
is that what it
we
is?
Should
okay.
be in that 3 o'clock game. We should win, hopefully, against UConn. But the nice thing is we're playing some different teams. UConn's going to be a good team this year. You know, if we get Yale, they're going to be a good team. Arizona State has picked up some nice players. They're going to be a lot better than people are, I think, we'll give them credit for right now, just based on the recruits that they have. So it's a great tournament. It's a great time to go. Of course, again, we don't miss any school. It's a great opportunity for us to reach out to our alumni and you know, the Southwest area. I know a lot of people coming over from the California area. Got some guys from BC and Alberta coming down. So it's just going to be a lot of good things going on around there. And then the Coyotes, and hopefully John Scott will play on Saturday. So you can get three days of hockey and get in a couple rounds of golf and sit by the pool, Dirk, and you'll be all set.
Desert Hockey Classic is what it's called, Coach. And has there been any talk yet about future years in this tournament?
Not yet.
Okay.
So I think they're just waiting to see where the chips are going to fall, what league they're going to get into. And, you know, that probably will be decided, I would say, you know, this year sometime, definitely by the end of the college hockey season. I think they'll make a decision on what league they're going to pursue and play in. And from that, then I think you'll see, you know, whether they continue to do the tournament. I think a lot of it just depends on how it draws, how we do. But from what I hear, they're going to do a great job and put a lot of people in the building there, and it's in the NHL building. So it'll be a lot of fun for our players.
Which you led into my next question here. What are your thoughts on what league they might get into, or do you have?
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, I could see them going to any one of the three leagues out west. The Big Ten, you know, as an affiliate member, obviously. The NCHC is, you know, Denver and CC aren't too far away. And obviously our league is pursuing them too. And so it'll be interesting to see where they fall.
How do you go about pursuing? Do you put together you know, bullet points and, you know, presentation, or is it just this is on the table, we'd like to have you in our league?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. Some leagues probably are doing more recruiting than others, and Arizona State might be, you know, trying to do their recruiting, get in the league. So I'm not sure all the details on that. I know our commissioner obviously has been out there, has made some presentations, had some discussion with them, so as I think all the leagues have. So it'll be interesting to see, like I said, which league they end up in.
We are just, well, we're less than 2 weeks away from the start of the season. This weekend is the intra-squad game. I want to remind everybody that there is no parking charges or fees for the intra-squad game. So free parking, $2 will get you in. That $2 doesn't go to the team or the SDC. It goes to youth hockey, which is a great cause, obviously. And some of the other things that are going to go on, Coach, I know you're going to have Skate with the Huskies after, right?
We are. We're going to have Skate with the Huskies. Like I said, bring your cameras, iPhones, whatever you have. Our team will be on the ice. We'll probably play 2 20-minute halves or 2 25-minute halves. We'll try and...
You always change it up somehow.
I know. We'll get through it quick, but I think one of the... You'll get a glimpse of our team, how we look, and our freshmen. And then more importantly, I think for everyone, is you get a chance to see the guys up close. You get to come down on the ice and get autographs, pictures, and meet our players and have some chance to mingle with them, which I think is fantastic, and get a good feel for some of these players. This is one of the few times where you can get up close and meet someone. So it's a terrific event. Obviously, yes, the donations go to a tremendous cause, and our youth hockey in the area, and we have a fantastic heritage of youth hockey in this area, so I think it's extremely important that we can do anything we can to continue that and help the players in that level of hockey.
Season tickets are on sale, and they are available at the ticket office. I know they've gone really well over the summer here.
Well, they have, and we had a promotion earlier in the year or last spring, and I thought it went over extremely well, but there still are some opportunities. There, you know, if you're interested, the price is still good. You get a great seat in the rink, and then you secure your ticket. So you won't have to be fighting for tickets when they're playing Minnesota State or Bowling Green or Northern Michigan or any of those teams. So I want to tell you to get out and get your tickets before you can, because we've sold quite a bit, so there's limited tickets now, but there are still some good ones. So and we'll have a fun, exciting team to watch. So I'd tell you to get out and get your tickets and support Michigan Tech hockey.
And I know the official release, I don't think, has come out yet, but a couple new things up in the concourse area, too, during the game. They're going to have a beer garden.
Well, they're going to have a release on that. I think they're going to have an area where you can buy an adult refreshment this year during the games. And I think their Laurentian series, they're going to start that. So, obviously, they'll come up with a name and how everything works. And I know they're going to try and promote it that first weekend, I think, on the 9th of October when we play Laurentian. So we'll have more to talk about next weekend about that. And the other thing I want to throw out to you today, that we're going to have my wife and I talked a little bit, and we want to try and reach out and help families that maybe won't have the opportunity to get to a game or can't afford it. So we're forming what's called Pearson's Pals. And we're going to try and bring one or two families every weekend to a hockey game. We're going to donate the tickets and try and provide a meal and a parking pass and whatnot. So it doesn't cost them anything to come. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people maybe who can't afford to come to a game. So we'll have more details next week on that. But if you want to go to email pearsonspals at gmail.com, pearsonspals@gmail.com, and sort of sign up or throw in a family or recommend a family who maybe can't afford to get to a game. So right now it looks like we're going to go 4 tickets to that family.
That's great.
So we've decided to try and do that. And like I said, we're going to try and help a couple families out every game. So we'll have more details, obviously, next Monday on that. But pearsonspals@gmail.com. You can either recommend a family. No, obviously, we need the contact information. And then we'll just, you know, randomly pick a family for every game. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a little thing we can do. We want to try and grow that, over the seasons and over the years. So.
Well, Coach, that's a fast hour. It goes by so fast.
Well, it is. And I just want to thank all this year's sponsors, and I want to thank all our fans. And we're extremely excited for the year. You know, we got a new coach on staff. We got some new players on staff. We'll have a new event for some adult refreshments. There's a lot of good things going on at Michigan Tech Hockey, and I can't wait to see everybody Saturday night, 6 o'clock. Come on down and meet the team.
That's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We'll see you back here again next Monday, 10 o'clock on Mix 93 WKMJ.